Hey y'all, good morning. I need to flip something before I mess something up. No, y'all want to see my lamp. You want me to go live? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey y'all, good morning. Come on, do me a favor. 606 again. Okay, Lord. We sharing the gospel. We sharing the video today. Come on, share the video, share the gospel. Woo. Oh my God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, share. Do me a favor. Share, share, share. Ooh, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on. We're going to get into some affirmations. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit flow, but there's nothing. I want you to put this in your notes first thing in this morning. There is nothing that I need that God doesn't have. Come on. There is nothing that I need that God doesn't have. Woo. Come on. A spiritual, that's physical, that's emotional. There is nothing that I need that God doesn't have. Woo. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. There is nothing that I need that God doesn't have. My goodness, God will never fail. Come on, put that in your notes this morning too. God will never fail. There's nothing that I need that God doesn't have. And God will never fail. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you. His plan is successful. Woo, come on, put it in your notes. His plan is successful. Come on. There is nothing that you need. Oh my God. There's nothing that you need that God doesn't have. Come on, there's nothing that I need that God doesn't have. There's nothing that I need that God doesn't have. And then his plan is successful. Woo! Come on. His plan is successful. There is nothing that I need that God doesn't have. Woo! Come on, because he is the way. He is the truth. Woo! My God. He's the light, but he brings life. Woo, come on. There's nothing that I need that God, my God, God cannot fail. God cannot fail. God cannot fail. Put it on repeat. That's what I was saying this morning. I'm like, man, God, you cannot fail. Like, you cannot fail. Your plan is always successful. And there's nothing that I need that you don't have. Woo! And it seemed like I was just repeating, God can't fail this morning. God can't fail. God can't play, fail. God can't play, fail. His plan is successful. And so God was showing me this morning, like, sometimes we look at life, woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. From either the valley or the hills, right? Or we look at life from the valley, or we look at life from the mountains that we are facing. Can I show you what he showed me this morning? Woo! One,
His plan is successful. It's what you're meditating on today. Come on, keep sharing, y'all. His plan is successful. There is nothing that I need. My God. There's nothing I need that God doesn't have. That's emotional. It's physical. It's mental. It's spiritual. It's nothing that I need God doesn't have, right? God cannot fail. You gotta deal with that. I'm gonna make this resolve today. Is God is doing a new thing in here. Remember yesterday, what I mutter is what I am. How I talk to myself, woo, is the way I operate, right? So when I've been so used to trusting in my plan, come on, y'all. When I've been so used to trusting in my plan, then if something is not going right, then, woo! Right? Then if something is not going right, what's usually happening, my response is from where I am in the moment. Y'all, come on. My response, and God showed me something this morning. He said, y'all look at life often from where you are in that season. But I already spoke to you about what's going on when you're in the valley. Come on. And so a lot of times you can't see what I'm doing because of the way you perceive you are. I'm just showing you how he showed me. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. That means he gives me rest. He leads me beside quiet waters. And I'm reading out the CSB version. He renews my life. Woo! He leads me along the right paths for his namesake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, woo! I fear no danger, for you are with me. Woo! Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Come on, y'all. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. And only goodness and faithful love will pursue me, woo, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this moment, woo, here is God as good shepherd, meeting every last one of David's needs. You read this, but you ain't see that like that. Woo! Here is God as good shepherd, woo, meeting every last one of David's needs. My goodness, this is David affirming this in Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. This is David affirming him, because David is a shepherd, and David started out as a shepherd. He understands what it means to be a good shepherd. So he is describing for us his relationship. Woo! And maybe because we mutter the wrong things, we often describe our relationship from God from a disadvantage. Woo! Instead of describing the relationship with God from the advantage. Woo! God is good. God has everything I need. God is everything I need. God cannot fail. Woo! and his plan is successful. But when I'm in my own way, and sometimes we get in our own way. Come on. So when I'm in my own way, I will not see God as the good shepherd. This is why I'm always like, man, if we could ever get beyond just the salvation of the cross, we get so emotional about the salvation at the moment of the cross. We should, but we never see God in terms of the good shepherd to lead us through life. So if I'm looking at life from the valley, and I don't really have understanding that when I'm in the valley, he's with me. That when I'm in the valley, I don't have to fear. That when I'm in the valley, he will comfort me. That when I'm in the valley, he'll even allow me to lie down. When I'm in the valley, he'll deal with my enemies. If I have no recollection, if I think it's on me, if I think it's on me to get me out of the valley, perhaps what I have muttered about God, or more so the lack of what I mutter about God, and the more that I mutter about my situation, no, Jess, he's not against you. He is for you, and he's ready to help you. Woo! Perhaps what I mutter about my situation is in direct correlation with how I see God. Woo! So when I look at God from the advantage or the vantage point or the sight of the valley, woo! And I think and I focus more that I'm in my lowest point versus on who's with me. See, David was dealing with this relationship with God. He was giving us a testimony. My God. He was giving us a testimony to who God is in our life. This is the one thing that I know about God. He is consistent. Woo! He doesn't switch up who he is. He doesn't change up who he is. Come on. My God. He doesn't switch up who he is. He doesn't change who he is. So here David is. Here's David. And here's David saying, God is good. Woo! Here's David in this psalm testifying to God meeting his needs. Woo! He says, the Lord is my shepherd. He doesn't say, I'll have what I need. He says, I have what I need. Come on. He says, I have what I need. I've got him. Doesn't matter what else doesn't add up. Doesn't matter what else doesn't look right. Doesn't matter whatever. David's like, no, I got what I need. Ooh, I got him. He gives me the advantage. Ooh. We talk about favor. But we don't live from the perspective that we have the advantage. Because if I lived from the perspective that I had the advantage, I would choose what I meditated on. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Favor provides the advantage. God gives the advantage. So David is here saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. Woo! Let me show you the other position that God showed me. So God met David's needs. He already had a plan to meet David's needs. Woo! Because he already said, if I pick up my cross and follow him, he told me there's going to be some things that happen. But he was already bruised for my iniquities and chastised so that I could have peace. Ooh, my God. He already told me this suffering was just for a little while. That's why you got to be in your word so that you know what the advantage is you have in God. God gives the advantage. He already had a plan. Ooh. So whatever I meditate on, whatever I mutter, ooh, even when I'm in the valley, it's going to give me the perspective of what I have. Come on. I lack nothing. Come on. Write it out. Come on. I lack nothing. I lack nothing. And sometimes our valleys are so low. And sometimes we cannot see. And sometimes it is so overwhelming. But that did not change God's plan. His plan is successful. And can I tell you something? If you take your eyes, it's going to sound so crazy, but I'm going to help some of y'all. Because you'd be so purpose-driven that you're not even driven by kingdom. See, seeking the kingdom first and all its righteousness is not about seeking your purpose. You're not seeking your purpose. You're seeking the kingdom. It pulls you into purpose. Oof. So if I look at success from a doing, a quantifiable means or to an end, then I won't even understand that I have the advantage in the valley. Ah! The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. That lets me know that God as good shepherd, ooh, come on, y'all. He will refresh. He will restore perhaps the thing that he took me away from was not because I was a bad person or I failed him or I couldn't have it. Perhaps the thing that he pulled me away from was so I could rest. Perhaps the people he pulled me away from was so I could rest. Perhaps some of the things that I felt like I lost were actually me walking into the divine timing of God because he knew it would prevent my rest. Because as a good shepherd, he has to renew me. He has to lay me lie down. He has to allow me to rest. The children of Israel wandered. You can read that in Hebrews, I think 11. The children of Israel wandered because they never entered the rest of God. They never entered the truth of God. Whoa! They wandered because they never entered, Wendy, the rest of God. They never, their minds were always on go. They were always overthinking. They always thought it was on them. They were always trying to make a plan. They never entered the truth of God. They never entered the rest of God. So they wandered longer than they should have because they never entered the rest of God. But even in that, God had a plan for their restoration. Why? Because he is a good shepherd. And he will always supply needs. Oof. My God, come on. Because he is a good shepherd and he will always supply needs. Because he's a good shepherd. When we don't enter the rest of God, it's because we don't enter the understanding. You got to stop thinking sleep. Rest, that's part of, you got to stop thinking sleep. But when I don't enter the rest of God, I don't turn my mind off. Woo! I always think it's on me. I don't understand that sometimes not doing anything gives God the advantage be to do everything. Woo! Sometimes not sending out another resume, sometimes not showing up at something, sometimes not having a plan. We don't understand sometimes that not having a plan, my own plan, gives God the advantage. Woo! To go be God. Woo! So here David is identifying, right? Because God cannot fail. His plan is successful. And he has absolutely everything I need. And here David is saying, God has what I need. And I have what I need because God has what I need. Woo! And then this is what I love. Like, so David says, God can meet me spiritually. And then David comes in and he's like, and he doesn't leave me without direction. He renews my life. And then he leads me along the path for his name's sake. Remember, I told you what was happening for us in this season. Had nothing to do with us, but has everything to do with his plan. He's causing it to happen. Can you put that in your notes this morning? He's causing it to happen. And he's not causing it to happen because you've been good or you've been right. I ain't saying it ain't your time. I'm not saying anything. But he is causing this to happen for his name's sake. Woo! This season is all about God. This season is all about God. And because we are sheep and we are prone to wander, he has this rod and this staff. Might come with a little bit of correction that puts us right back on the path. So here's David saying, God has what I need. He's got me spiritually. He's going to give me some direction. And then even when I hit a hard spot, even when life brings me to a, you know, new thing is life be life. But God is God. Life be life, but God is Godding. Believe that. God is Godding. Don't matter if life is happening. God is Godding. God is Godding. Says your rod and your staff, they comfort me. If you don't understand how what the rod and the staff was in the wilderness, then you won't get it, right? So they use the rod to beat the wild animals, and then they use the staff to guide the sheep back on the path. The rod was protection and the staff was for guidance. So here David is. Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. God has everything I need. So he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of me. Come on. You put it in your notes. God is going to take care of me. God is going to take care of me. God is going to take care of me. And then look. So he met him spiritually. He gave him some direction. He took care of him emotionally. And then he took care of his physical needs. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. If it's overflowing, it means I never run out. I'm gonna go. If it's overflowing, it means I never run out. Can you put that in your notes this morning? I never run out. And the reason that I never run out is because God never runs out. God, there is no lack in the kingdom of God. So perhaps I've muttered lack for my emotions too long. Ooh, nobody's there to support me. Nobody hears me. Nobody loves me. Nobody's for me. Perhaps I've muttered, Rosa, lack for so long that I couldn't encounter God as Good Shepherd to meet those needs. And here God is, Jala, saying, but what I got will bring you into overflow. What I got will sustain you. What I got will lift you up and above the situation. What I got will keep you. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supplying every one of my needs. You are total supply. So let me give you that. So God was like, sometimes the problem of we have is because you don't see the plan as successful. You don't understand that I have a successful plan. And he said, so you look at life from, you think the valley has a disadvantage. You think because you're in the valley, you at a disadvantage. But actually, because I'm with you always, I never leave you. I never forsake you. Even in the valley, there is an advantage. Right? Talking about some. So I'm gonna give you the other part. So then he says to me, he says, also, he said, also probably some of the problem is the mountain. Ooh. Come on. Mark 11 says sometimes you're looking at life from the mountain. Sometimes you're looking at life from what you feel like is standing in the way. Matthew 11 and 22. This is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking. He says, have faith in God. Y'all, I'm finna go. I feel like I done preached 30 sermons in one round. He says, have faith in God. So perhaps I don't see the plan is successful because the mountain, the thing that has erected, I can't see past it, right? And here is Jesus saying, I'm giving you an authority. Woo! I'm giving you an authority. Ooh. I'm giving you an authority. Ooh. I'm giving you an authority. Ooh. Jesus replied to them, have faith in God. Ooh. That's why you got to know who's for you so that you can understand what's for you. Listen, this guy, you got to know who's for you so you can understand what's for you. Jesus replied to them, woo. See, they were looking at the barrenness of the fig tree. They were looking at the barrenness of the fig tree. Woo. They were looking at what had dried up in my own life. What isn't happening yet? What looks like it's always in the way? And Jesus said, have faith in God. Woo! Not man, not woman, not my skill set, none of that. He said, have faith in God. He said, truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he say will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, everything you pray and ask for, believe that you receive, and it will be yours. Woo! And then the last little part, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive your wrongdoing. Spiritual authority comes through prayer. Woo! Spiritual authority comes through prayer. And then can I tell you what happened next? The religious leaders, see, you got to understand this spiritually. The enemy does not want you to have, this is why sometimes Sadducees and Pharisees and church folks will teach you this isn't right. This is naming and claiming. Nah, baby, this is spiritual authority. And if you understand God's plan for your life, then you understand the spiritual authority that you have been, by the powers invested in Jesus Christ, you understand the spiritual authority you have in your life. And when you understand God's plan is successful, and that when there is something standing in the way of what you know and what God said, then your authority is through prayer. So listen, if the enemy teaches me to spend time in muttering the wrongdoing, then I'm not praying. If I'm spending all the time talking about what happened, the injustice, what didn't go right, I'm not praying, then the enemy feels like he has the advantage because I'm more focused on the mountain than the one that has the authority to lift it up and get it out the way. Woof. Got one more scripture to give you and I get it. There's something you need out the way. There's something that has been hindering you. There's something, and you have focused more on what's hindering you than you have in prayer. Woo! This thing is stealing my peace. This thing is stealing my joy. This thing is bringing me anxiety. And you have focused more on this thing, whatever that thing is, versus the authority that you have in prayer. Submit to God. Submit that thing to God And guess what happens? You resist the devil. And then guess what happens? He has to flee. Woo! When I submit it in prayer, when I submit it to God, woo! Then what happens next is I resist the devil. Then what has to happen next is he's got to move around. So perhaps what I mutter when I see the mountain that is erected and is in my path and is in the way of what God promised is what is keeping me from seeing the advantage. Of what God has already supplied, which is the power and authority in Jesus Christ. And perhaps it won't move because I won't forgive. Because whatever I'm muttering, I can't have forgiven. Whatever I'm retelling, I can't have forgiven. Whatever I keep saying, I can't have forgiven. I was, something happened. Now, you know, I have a sister circle. Sometimes I want comfort through them. And I wanted to repeat something. And the Lord said to me, I need you to let that thing die. Need you to let that thing die right there. Go on and forgive. Go on and release. Let that thing die. Don't mutter that thing no more. Don't share that thing no more. Don't put that thing. Because every time you mutter that thing, you're causing it to grow. And the thing that's growing inside of you is unforgiveness. And then what happens then is it takes root and it turns to bitterness. And then I'm going to be a consistent murmurer and complainer. I'm talking it out. You forgot you have the advantage. Spiritual wisdom and insight gives you the advantage. Let me give you one more thing. Let me out of here. What a way to end the week, understanding that you have the advantage. Oof. Thank you. Well, my God, I thank you. My God, I thank you for the breakthrough that's going to happen next. Oof. Second Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Everything we need is already available to us. Everything we need is already available to us. Everything we need is already available to us. But it's up to us to grab it. It's up to us to access it. It's up to us to turn it on. It's up to us to flip the switch. It's up to us. When I have the knowledge of who God is, I conduct myself differently. Matthew 6, Jesus said, why worry? Like, you mean so much to me. Why are you worried about what you eat, what you wear? You mean so much to me. Why are you worried? Why are you speaking on that? Why are you spending time on that? seek the kingdom and all its righteousness. And man, I'm going to take care of your needs. And I'm even going to give you some desires, because he does exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Why are you worried? I only worry when I don't have the knowledge of God. I only allow anxiety to keep existing in my life when I don't have the knowledge of God. I'm trusting rumors over truth. I'm out. I'm done. I'm trusting rumors over truth. Well, that's what the enemy does. He gives you a rumor of what's about to happen. And God is like, My plan is successful. See, a rumor has not been proven to be true. So I'm trusting rumors over truth, because that's what the enemy presents. He presents rumors. He circulates things in your head that have not been proven to be true. And so the rumor is given. And I trust the rumor over truth. When God is saying, you already got what you need, you just need to access it. Well, what if it doesn't happen when I want it to happen, or when I said it was going to happen, or when? Does not change that God's plan is successful. When I was little, we used to play a game called telephone. And here's what I know to be truth. The bigger the circle, the more complicated things got. Should listen to what I'm saying. The bigger the circle, the bigger, more people were brought in on what was being said, the more complicated things got. It's a word for somebody. The bigger the circle, the more complicated things got. Lord, thank you for your word today that reminds us we have the advantage. Woo! Thank you for your word today that reminds us we have the advantage. God has given us the advantage. We have all that we need. Woo! Help us to live in the shalom of God. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, and nothing missing. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that I hear you, Lord. Thank you that your word this week is releasing us from the past. Thank you, Father God, that your word, my God, is releasing us from strongholds and things that we have held on to in our mind. Thank you that your word is quicker and sharper in dividing what's truth and what's untruth. Woo! Thank you that your word is accelerating us, increasing us, and bringing us into the divine timing of God. Thank you that your word does not fail. Thank you, Father God, that the eyes of our understanding are being opened to the hope of who you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for revelation knowledge. Thank you, God, for your power. Thank you, God, for your strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being advocate. Thank you for speaking into the ears of those that are connected to our necks. We never have to convince anyone of anything. Woo! We just have to show up and be us. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, who stood in my stead. Thank you. Thank you for the power that gives me. Thank you for the authority over principalities and demons and devils. Thank you. I will not be misaligned in this season. So thank you, Father God, for giving us and pulling us into divine alignment. The path may be narrow, but your grace is wide, and it is sufficient, and it sustains, and it helps us to conquer. Woo! Thank you, for Lord God, for causing us to overcome. Let me declare over you, because that's what I was doing in the kitchen. I was sitting there fixing my coffee, and I heard, suddenly it will happen. So I want to announce that over you. I want to declare that over you, and then we'll do our confessions. And then do me a favor. Ask the Lord this morning. Don't decide. Don't decide for yourself. Ask the Lord, Lord, do I need to give into this ministry this week? Don't decide you don't have it. Don't decide you don't have enough. Don't even get offended by what I'm saying. Pause and pray and say, Lord, do I need to give to this ministry this week? And let him talk to you about your giving. If he tells you to give, give. If he doesn't, if you don't feel the peace to give, don't. But let him decide for you this week. Don't you decide for yourself. Woo! Let me declare, Lord. He said, that's what he said this morning. He said, and suddenly it will happen for Bridget. And suddenly it'll happen for Kedra. And suddenly it'll happen for Beverly. And suddenly it'll happen for Mel. And suddenly it will happen for Dre. And suddenly it will happen for Vanessa. And suddenly, come on, y'all. Suddenly it'll happen for Jala. Woo, thank you, Lord. And suddenly it'll happen for Rosalind. And suddenly it'll happen for Shamika. And suddenly it'll happen for Michelle. And suddenly it'll happen for Crystal. And suddenly it will happen for Alexis. And suddenly it'll happen for Rosalyn. Suddenly it'll happen for Cheryl. And suddenly it'll happen for Sandra. And suddenly it'll happen for Nicole. And suddenly it'll happen for Patsy. And suddenly it'll happen for Kelly. And suddenly it will happen for Vanessa Williams. And suddenly it will happen for Ebony. And suddenly it will happen for Jess. And suddenly it will happen for Shamika. And suddenly it will happen for Nastasia. And suddenly it will happen for Melisha. And suddenly it will happen for Michelle. And suddenly, Father God, it will happen for Angela. And suddenly it will happen for Sonia. And suddenly it'll happen for Teresa. My God. And suddenly it'll happen for Julia. And suddenly it'll happen for Vicky. And suddenly it'll happen for Nicole. Woo! Suddenly it'll happen for Kirby. And suddenly it'll happen. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Suddenly it'll happen for Masa. Suddenly it'll happen for Brandy. And suddenly it'll happen for Wendy. And suddenly it'll happen for Judy. And suddenly it'll happen, Father God. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Suddenly it'll happen for Irish. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Suddenly it'll happen for Lynette, and suddenly it'll happen for Shavini. Thank you. And suddenly it'll happen for Myra. Thank you, 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 thank you. And if I didn't mention your name, it doesn't mean you don't get a suddenly. And suddenly it'll happen for Tanisha. And if I didn't mention your name, it doesn't mean you don't get a suddenly. And suddenly it will happen for Dawn Shell. And suddenly it'll happen for Chanel. And suddenly it'll happen for Lavenda. And suddenly for Katina. Thank you. Lord God, we thank you for making it happen suddenly for us. Ooh, suddenly it'll happen for Erica. And suddenly it'll happen for Sherla. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the advantage. Woo! No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, thank you, Lord, for giving us the advantage. My God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the advantage. My God, and suddenly it'll happen for Brittany. Suddenly it'll happen for Tina. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the advantage. My God, I feel that. The Lord has given us the advantage. You have everything you need. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, about to do our confessions. Ladies, don't forget in the morning, we have the prayer call. If you're not subscribed to the website, go, because I'm going to send out a link for the prayer call through the website. Go subscribe to the website. It's the same number. If you've been on there before, it's the same number. Be there at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Oh, thank you. I'm claiming it and I'm announcing it. All things are new. I'm completely made over. It's our confession. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I may bend, but I won't break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I am secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hands. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I'm bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in victory, total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the times. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I am living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. God, grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels, woo! Go to work for me. My God. Go get my harvest from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, from all known, unknown sources. Checks in the mail, bills paid off, debts demolished, royalties received, produce suddenly in my life financially. My name is spoken in places it needs to be. Woo! The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I will win. My future is bright. I am well loved and respected. I will lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I am meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. Come on, put that in the notes before you go. I win. I win. I win. I live in the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Hey, God is more than enough. I'll see y'all next week. God is more than enough. Woo! He is. And he loves you so much. He does. And I love you too. Woo! See you back on Monday. Ladies, Saturday on the prayer call. My God, I hear you. God says, my love for you never ends. My love for you never ends. That's what God is saying. My love for you never ends. Woo, his love for you never ends. Woo, thank Thank you. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Somebody else needs to experience the love of God through you. And you're it. You're their contact. You're their person. And somebody needs to experience that through you. So go be loved today. And I'll see y'all ladies in the morning on the prayer call. And then I'll see the rest of y'all Monday at 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.